the great pleasure of welcoming on the French program Sarah Lowe, who is in Paris at the moment. You're the CEO of the Southern Metropolitan Junior Football League in Victoria. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Sean.
And tell us about this European trip to Paris. Is it about spreading the word on the AFL to the French?
Yes, I've been very fortunate. I'm actually here on holidays, but my multicultural ambassador program works with St Kilda Football Club and AFL Victoria. It was probably a good time to bring some footballs over and try and, you know, talk to the locals about AFL and spreading the word about, you know, our great game and multiculturalism and how that's quite connected with our game.
And so far, how is it going, meeting the French and trying to get them to like football, Australian rules?
Yes, well, interesting enough, I got in contact with the commission for the AFL in Paris, and I'm very fortunate to meet the Vice President, Boulangerie Portal, who will be the new president, I believe, as of this year. So, it was just fantastic to watch the actual grand final that they played between Paris Cockatoos and the Alpha Lions. So, it was a very, very good game, and I got to meet some of the female players who were supporting the men's team. And, it was really interesting to hear how interested they are in our game and how long they've been playing.
So they've got a CNFA competition going in France, and they've got a girls' team and a men's team as well that's been going for over 100 years.
Yes, I believe that they have been since the World War. So, and they've been having this professional league for, I think, quite seriously since about 2009. So it's fantastic to watch the French play football, considering it's not their number one sport. I actually asked the question yesterday whether there was actually any Australians on the team, and there actually weren't. The people who are quite interested in playing have either lived in Australia or who've had a connection to AFL. So fantastic to watch the skill level.
And there is going to be an international cup, AFL Cup, and those teams are coming from Canada, from France. We can speak of the French-speaking countries for the time being, and they're coming in August in Victoria to play another competition.
Correct. I believe this international cup that the AFL organises being held again, I think, every 2 years in Melbourne. So fantastic. I think such potential, from what I observed yesterday, for the French team to be coming. And I wish them all the best of luck, and I can't wait to host them now that I've met them. Can't wait to host them and maybe take them out to St Kilda and meet our players at St Kilda and get to show them around Melbourne and also to get to show them more of the game.
How did the connection go with trying to promote the St Kilda football team while you're there?
Well, interesting, because I had my St Kilda scarf on. One of the players actually supports St Kilda, so it was really interesting to see that there was some connection there. Unfortunately, I didn't get to talk to the players yesterday because they're all busy with their grand final. But I think when we get them all down to Melbourne, it'll be fantastic to take them through St Kilda and introduce them to the players.
And we'll probably remind the listeners that every year there's an Anzac Cup, which is played in northern France in Villers-Bretonneux, and it's France versus Australia, and I think Australia won the two games in the women's competition and the men's competition.
Yes, I heard it's a fantastic event, and I think it's really fantastic that the French and the Australians get together to mark that important day in both our history. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much for coming onto the French Language Program, and wish you all the best in promoting AFL in Europe.
Thank you very much, Sean.